Shut up. The foot is on Triple M.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
I don't know what's going on. We need to look at Gather Round.
We do.
We need to assess it. Yep. We need to know. We need to look at it as to whether our people can be involved in it.
Yep. Exactly.
Because happens is people immerse themselves in it.
Yeah.
And then are fried.
No appearance.
So what we had with the rush hour this week is our producer Zoe, 2 days down and out.
Gone. Down.
And then Bartholomew.
Ramsey.
Had a tickle in his throat.
Throat.
And that's what happens out in Narre Warren, soft as butter.
Exactly.
So he just suddenly doesn't turn up.
Exactly.
And then
Jimmy
today
Boy.
We come in here
and
Bernard,
B-Von.
Nowhere to be seen.
Oh, come on, Bernie.
He's got a gastro coming out of both ends, he reckons.
Oh,
that's not possible, by the way.
That's what he said.
Last time I checked, hose.
No.
Well, it is.
I don't really want to think about
it. Gastro comes out the top end.
What comes out the bottom end?
That's the loose poos.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's a gastro. I don't know what he's on about.
So just the three of us.
Oh!
We're the three best friends that anyone can have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. We are. Me, you, Damo, and Jimmy.
What about Hose?
She's the button pusher, Jim.
Oh, no.
Only laughing because I know you don't think that's what I do.
No, I love you.
Exactly. Not you're laughing, right?
She's a producer.
Of course she is.
She's
doing a magnificent job.
Well, we had to
make a phone call to ask someone to replace Bertie, and that phone call was received really nicely, Jim.
What happened there?
What happened there?
And then she had to make another phone call to say to the same person, Jim doesn't want you.
Who are you talking about?
No, that's not how it happens.
Producer, what happened, producer?
What happened, producer?
Well, we needed to find somebody, and the captain wasn't quite awake at 9 a.m.
B. Vine.
What time do you wake
up at 9?
No, I was watching the Masters till very late last night, so I wasn't awake.
Masters,
that's true.
Yeah.
Was watching.
So we made some decisions, and we invited a friend along to help out, and it was...
Who was that?
Tom Rockliffe,
Rocky.
Out of the
Rock.
Gold Coast.
Yep.
But he'd also been doing 3 hours of filling in for somebody else on Dead Set Legends in Adelaide. So it seemed unfair to be asking
when
him
you
to
told
do
me
5 hours
out,
of radio.
You said Tom had already been accepted as the fourth member today and was quite excited.
Yeah, I spoke to him 3 times about the rundown of the show and what he'd be doing.
And then what happened?
It was unfair to ask him to do it.
You know, we should have got Jack Heverin. He's doing everything. He's done everything. He's taken
basketball.
Over. Basketball. Bowls. They grabbed his head the other day on the court. They thought it was
other. Thing with,
I thought it was a basketball.
Now, yours is a head that looks like a basketball, not Jackie Heverin.
No, it's a little basketball,
Jack. Other thing with Rock is...
What?
Not quite at the level.
Not quite. He's up there on the Gold Coast.
Well, where's he at?
Oh,
he was so excited, too.
Some bloody shit station up there, Jim.
What did you say on the second conversation?
James thought it was unfair that he had done 3 hours of radio already and have to do another two. It would be unfair.
Under the bus. All right, now a bit's come across me. That's not a lot, but a bit.
Yes, same. Right. I've got a bit.
So I hear.
Where do you hear it?
How many times do you go to the well with the same advice to someone until they actually take it? So how many times have we said to Damo, you're not up to hosting stuff? You haven't got the gravitas.
Or the charisma.
You haven't got the charisma. You haven't got the sizzle.
Number one.
You haven't got the riz.
You've got no riz.
Must have.
Charisma number one. Yeah. We told you this.
You told me about 5 years ago.
When you tried to speak at some school.
And that fell flat on its ass.
Put him to sleep.
So I get this said to me earlier this week.
Mm.
But it was actually my man. Harry Sheezel, the Sheeze.
Oh, good man.
Great
man. Don't tell me.
Oh, now I know where you go.
Great man.
Don't tell me you've been with him again. You've bored him to death 18 times.
Rings me.
Poor kid.
No. He's 19. And he says, Jim.
Oh, he rang you, did he, Jim?
Is there. This is verbatim.
Jim, I think you're putting a bit of mail on it before you even start.
This is verbatim.
Yeah. Okay.
Jim.
Yes.
Is there any way you could come back and host our functions? I'm sick and tired of the four-eyed nerd who's currently doing them.
Hosting functions at North Melbourne. You don't like North Melbourne. You say you're barrack for them, but you're always
just helping someone out during the week.
What kind of function?
To MC a certain arrangement.
What? Tell us. Was Harry there?
Harry was there.
Oh,
yeah.
There
yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. Poor Georgie Wardlaw.
Oh, no.
He's looking up at the stage going, who the hell's this?
These young kids coming through.
He caught me in a Year 12 speech a couple of years ago, too, which you reminded me of.
Oh, George is going,
he said, you put us to sleep there.
Where's Kekka?
Kekka, yeah.
Kekka back.
So is Harry finished his conversation with you?
This is the Georgie Wardlaw thinking, this is obviously a place on the ladder thing.
Oh, yeah.
So when we climb the ladder and get up, we won't have to put up with this crap. We'll get someone who actually knows what he's doing.
No, I wasn't the guest speaker, Jim. I was trying to facilitate it.
Who invited you?
A very very big benefactor of the North Melbourne Football Club.
So,
but you hang a good lot of crap,
Peter Dereusch.
So then, I'm hearing this. That, so not only Sheezel.
No. So he's put him.
My man
bored
Sheez,
him to death.
Bored him to death. But then, Damo is
meditation.
He's so friendless at this function.
Oh, here we go.
That another guest.
Did Harry tell you this too, Jim?
Harry told me this. Another guest, our man Brian Gorgon.
Oh, the Gorge. Who struts up and down the court.
Up and down the side of the court. Brian Gorgon.
Yes, that's him.
He had no idea who Damo was either.
Oh, no.
Jim, he was
Damo
the guest
put
speaker.
Put him into the Camaro and driven him home. Gorgeous sitting in a black sports car thinking, who's this
red head? Look at this. Look at this car.
What am I dealing with?
He must have some charisma. This bloke is driving this.
Freak
Damo hits a button and it opens. You go, oh,
I want to do that walk again. The Brian Gorgeous walk.
That's what he used to do down up and down the
him
sides.
Him and Bruce Palmer, remember?
My man, Brian Gorgeous. Yeah. Great friend of ours, Gorgeous.
Bloody oath.
Jeez, he was good, by the way. If anyone's out there needing a speaker at a function, where it's Chatham House rules, where what says stays in the room, he's as good as there is, Jim.
Anyone after you is bloody good.
Well, that was a good point. I asked about three questions. He just took it over. It was beautiful. So,
did you get paid?
No, I didn't. I did it as a friend for a friend.
Right.
Did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't get paid.
Although the CEO, Jim, maybe
I hope you didn't get paid.
The CEO was there too, Jen Watt. She made the same observation that Harry made to you. That right. What are you doing? You actually criticised.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a fair observation.
I did it out of love of the club and North Melbourne and the person who asked me to do it.
Anyone come up and say that was good?
It was very, very good feedback.
No.
Yeah. Now my skill set as a host, Jim, is so compelling that it outweighs the criticism I may have of the club at times.
No.
I don't mean to jump in, but I have some audio that we might be able to use in this forum about Damo.
Oh, here we go.
Will Anderson does a podcast with his good friend Charlie Clawson about football, and Broden Kelly from Auntie Donna was hosting this show. The subject of Judd Teller came up and somebody's name was mentioned. Listen to the reaction when Damo's name came up at the end.
Basil Zemplis today said that he wants to do a Coachella-like event.
Great.
In Perth. Coachella-like.
Get Chris Judd back for that. Do Judd Teller.
Oh, yeah. Judd Teller
back
in.
He comes back to the West Coast Eagles. Maybe gets the old gang back together.
Yeah, what was Judd Teller? Him and his partner are very, very rich. They have a lot of property down.
I think they just have it in their mansion in Brighton.
No, I believe
their house in Brighton is bigger.
They recreate the music festival Coachella.
That's when you're not joking, that's a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
They had Judd Teller.
On the tennis court in their mansion.
And your Damien Barrett's and your...
Pepper was invited.
Purple was invited.
I mean.
A long build-up for a small little punchline there.
I mean.
Worth it.
I mean. I tell you what I did.
Speaking of audio, if you got that other audio, Rosie, there, that why I've got clout as an MC and why I was invited to Judd Teller.
Surely we're already bored enough. Not only great... Sort of news.
I like Damo's a lot funnier than people give him credit for.
Hugely funny.
He's very smart.
He
plays the role very well.
No, he totally does. He's edited hugely funny. No, I was talking about someone else.
Yeah. That was in the podcast you did with Dylan Friends.
Well, speaking of the podcast that you did
with
Dylan.
We're going back there again.
Well, I'll tell you what I did during the week.
What'd you do?
Downloaded the podcast.
Oh, of course you did.
Which you don't know how to do.
LISTNR.
You don't have any Wi-Fi.
You just download it, Jim.
I don't think it was on listener.
Not on listener.
Not on listener.
Shut up. And anyway, I listened to the whole podcast, unlike you that went through bits of it.
Yeah.
I
and found the bit about me, where
I found
I'm
that,
hugely funny.
And you missed a couple of bits.
Did I?
That caught my little ear.
My God.
First of all, our great man, the leader,
great
Jim.
Great man, that's true.
He's about to knock us out. He's had enough of this podcast.
Well, I have.
This is it.
You had 2 weeks of this.
Well, I picked up some, a little bit of gold at the bottom of the pan.
All right, what is it?
First of all, you want to talk about a long-form podcast for 1 hour, 30 minutes, Jim.
Not with you.
90 minutes.
Not with you.
Yeah, I'm in it. 90 minutes, which means no ads. Have a listen. No.
Knowing what I know now, like, could you imagine, you know, having Rush Hour just go for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
No ad breaks.
Yeah.
Where's the rest?
That's it.
Pose. No. What did I actually say?
90 minutes.
What did I actually say?
It was like a firm
West Indian bowler who, yeah, he bowls well. Yeah.
No, no ads. We don't get paid, you idiot. Have a think when you're on these podcasts.
A firm no. And what I said is fat can't get through 45 minutes. Let alone
no, you didn't even say 45. Minutes. I think it was about five.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
What else did you find, Bill?
Listening about the basketball there. Zinger from you, fat. And this advice that you threw up yourself.
These are all things that didn't happen in the podcast.
This one actually did.
They ask you questions, Jim.
Right.
You don't throw up advice and have a listen. Fair dick and dumb, have a listen to this advice.
When people say, you know, young blokes say to me, oh, you know, I'm getting into this business, what's your best bit of advice? I always say the same thing. I said, mate, don't ever do it for money. If I didn't work with you, have you ever thought about that?
What do you do for money?
How much more money would I get if I didn't have to work with you?
That's all you do. That's all you do again, is do it for money.
Again, Hose.
Poor old Rockcliffe's trying to get on the show.
Is it Matty Haywood?
No, Brandon.
What I said is. It's double agent over
here. What I said is make sure you work with good people. And I should listen to that. Every now and then I should listen to that.
He's cracked it, Bill. He's cracked it, Bill. We've got him. It took us two goes at this podcast.
Poor old Rocky's trying to get on today to do it for nothing.
In fact, I don't know why I didn't get Rock in to replace you.
We've got him though, Bill. He's tipped.
Well, there's one more on Jim while we've got him. No, we go back to last week, and Jim's been trying to hide this one.
We go back.
What about when he goes to Adelaide, King of Adelaide, and he walks around like Brian Gorgian, actually.
I am. Now, that's the truest thing you've said.
Prances around. Well, I've heard. They'll gather around, and he takes Lisa over there, of course. Yep. And Carlton game, Lisa loves the Blue Baggers.
She does.
So he rings the Adelaide Oval, the big boss, not his mate over there. What's his name?
Brendan Clark.
Yeah.
No, this is Nick Addison, big.
Well, he went above him.
Top draw.
For two seats. For Lisa.
The town was sold out. No, the games were sold out. Chockers. The doubleheaders, you couldn't get a look in. But he just wants two tickets.
And I think these seats are.
Yeah. Oh, no, he wouldn't want the ones in GA.
What are they?
Center wing.
What does that mean? What does that
level two.
The big boss comes back and guess what he said?
What are they?
Guess what the big boss said? Only got one seat and we'd much prefer Lisa anyway, Jim. So piss off. We don't want you.
That actually is what he said.
Much prefer Lisa.
No, we would. That's exactly what he said.
So you're trying to get. Well, you're only going to be there for 20 minutes.
Well, I think that was the problem.
No. Oh, was it? Yeah.
No, that is actually 100% what he said.
So all the kiddies out there listening to this show today, if you want to get in this business, Hose, if they want to get in this business, what would be a good bit of advice?
When people say, you know, young blokes say to me, oh, you know, I'm getting into this business, what's your best bit of advice? I always say the same thing. I said, mate, don't ever do it for money. That's it, fat.
I can't help but laugh at that.
And you've got a new friend too, Jim.
Not a new friend.
Someone who's not a friend of me, but last night I was watching the Channel 7.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah, exactly right.
Coach of the Western Bulldogs. We'll discuss you in the next few moments because there's a few stories coming out of that football club. But I just noticed this, Bill. Just have a listen to this. See if you pick up on the word that I did anyway.
A few things went pretty well, Jimmy.
Jimmy?
The 50. Yeah, we really are, Jimmy.
Jimmy? Is this Luke calling you Jimmy?
Who's Jimmy?
Fat.
What?
Unlike Damo, I am actually tight with all 18 coaches. I'm on with them.
I'm tight with about 16, but not him.
And he has been very good for the competition and that club, and he and I are tight.
Jimmy, yes,
and I don't
know your
want
name.
To be associated with you
he doesn't
when
even know
I'm
your
dealing
name.
With him. Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy.
I've never heard you called Jimmy.
Who calls you Jimmy?
Luke Beveridge. He and I like that.
Has anyone ever called you Jimmy before?
He does, and he and I are mates.
Anyone else?
No. Not sure who. No. Oh, fat. Sam. He's Sam. The only other person that calls me Jimmy. Now Jimmy. So, Domo, don't let jealousy slide across your desk.
There's no jealousy with a friendship with that guy.
And he can't stand you. That's your problem.
No, that's your problem.
That's
you're
not
friends
my
with
problem.
So, now, you're at a gig at North Melbourne, Jim. I can't believe that. What's going on with North?
Anyway, where's Rock?
he just wanted to do it for nothing. He took your advice. He was going to do the show for nothing.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Friday night footy, the Bulldogs and the Bombers. Goldstein on the left. Gets the first one for the Bombers. Big start on Friday night footy. Get it back. Left foot. Goal to Stringer.
Jones, the number two. Tough kick. The Jones boys got it.
Fisted away. Gresham. This is what he does best. Harness at the back of the pack. Dropped the ball. Durham. Snapping ball. Is this it for the Bombers? It is.
29-point win to the Bombers. They have the third win of the season. They move into the eight. Big win, Essendon. Tough loss for the Doggies.
It's grand old game. He joins us now, Dyson Heppel. And, Dice, welcome to you. What a brilliant night for the Bombers.
Yeah, good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Tell you, I loved. And it's close to my heart when I say it. But the big gold man, who I thought was ordinary last week in Adelaide.
Bloody good.
He took it personally and right from the start was fantastic out of the middle for you.
Yeah, no doubt. No, set the tone. Set the tone really well early for us. And I think his ability, like he moves really well around the ground, the big fella. But his contest work was fantastic and sort of challenge big Timmy English going the other way as well. So, fantastic.
Dice, how was the week? Obviously, coming off what happened in Gather Round, and the first quarter was good against Port, but the final three quarters of that match were not good. And then, obviously, the narrative that came out, and I put my hand up. I was one of the people that did query what was going on. But the response the club gave, can you just take us through maybe your personal mindset as to how you dealt with the week, and most importantly, the four quarters of last night?
Yeah, no doubt, mate. Like, it was a nasty one for three quarters last week. And you certainly, you know, you don't like putting in those performances. And we're a competitive bunch of boys. And it sort of hit home pretty hard that's not what we want to stand for. And I think just, you know, going through it throughout the week, and often you do bury into it quite deeply when you do cop losses like that to make sure you learn. But I think it's more so the attitude of coming out and making sure you put actions rather than just words leading into the next game. And guys came in with a really steely resolve and making sure that we make a bit of a stand for how we want our season to stack up. And I thought it was really impressive, you know, bunkering down for the first half and then sort of, I guess, really putting them to the sword in the second half.
Is the challenge now to make that the standard?
Yeah, no doubt. And that is the key, isn't it? Just finding that consistency. Yes. It's and you know, everyone's trying to do that these days, but you're obviously going to have small fluctuations throughout a season, but we're trying to limit that gap from the highs and lows and play some consistent footy.
Dice, great to speak to you. Mate, you're still going around. You're still going well, because I reckon 2 years ago everyone was writing you off, mate, and you're fine.
Mate, you wrote me off.
Right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You wrote me off.
In a rush hour interview when Dice was in the studio.
At least I said your face.
He wrote me off to my face.
Yes.
That is true.
I didn't catch up with this.
Oh, no, it was two or three years ago. Mate, he's still going, and I was watching him last night. And you're playing well, so well done, Dice.
Good on you, Bill. No, thank you, mate. I am really enjoying my footy. It has been good, and no doubt a bit of it coincides with a bit of a weight off the shoulders with the captaincy and Zachy Merritt just, you know, taking that in his stride and just being an unbelievable leader for us. So I've enjoyed playing under his leadership and enjoying my footy at the moment, mate. It's good.
No, well done. And the blokes you picked up, Dersma and Gresham and Ben Mackay, gee, they've all been good.
Absolutely. Now, the boys have come in and, you know, they've added a bit of something different to the group and each playing their role really well. So building nicely.
No, that's what we like on the Rush Hour is getting guests in and then Bill just saying to them, geez, I'm not quite sure how you're still playing.
No,
so that was good. A man who we've loved for a long time.
From day dot.
Day dot. Exactly. Now, I tell you what I liked, Dice, last night watching. Zach Merritt, 27. Caldwell, 23.
Yes.
Parrish, 22. These are boys that have often racked up 30-plus, but the team hadn't gone anywhere. For me, those three got to work. You got their hands dirty, and when they had it, they actually sent it in a direction that benefited the club. So it's a different way for your midfield to operate, and it was bloody impressive to watch.
Yeah, no, fair shout, mate. It is. You know, you obviously want to be quite dynamic and damaging with your possessions, and you know the boys did a lot of grunt work inside, but also managed to find a way to get the ball to the outside and use the runners in, as you say, guys like Dersma and Sammy Durham adds a real bit of
he's really good
dynamic movement within the middle. So that was good to see.
More even.
Well, that's exactly. And Durham, 12 contested possessions. I really like what he brought back into the side.
The evolution of Kyle Langford, Dice, just as a forward exclusively last year and continuing that this year, did you ever see a key forward type of player in him when he was initially at the club?
Well, yeah, I guess he came in as a bit of a lively athletic forward and then, you know, gave him a bit of a stint in the middle as a big-bodied mid. And that's the thing with Langers. He's very versatile, but I think just honing in and really going to work on his forward craft last year, he just went to another level. And the time that he spends on his game, you know, watching vision and the work he puts in on the track, it's a real credit to him. And he's a tremendous leader for the club, but and improving each week for us again this year. So, yeah, love the way he goes about it.
And again, your observations on Jake Stringer's season and his continual ability to have impact in games that you actually win.
Yeah, like we know String is a genuine match winner when he's up and going, and he's got his body in really healthy condition. He's putting in a lot of work, and even just his genuine attitude around the club has been awesome. And look, he stood out again last night.
Got to say, well done to the fans, 50,000 there, great crowd, the Bomber fans after last week, they could have said no, we're not going, but they were there last night. Mm-hmm.
No, very true. The Dons fans come out in their droves no matter what. They've stuck fat with us through a fair bit over the journey. So, love their work.
Have experienced Brad Scott after a disappointing performance many times, Dice, and he doesn't take to him too well. He would have had the narrowed eyes on the track this week, I reckon.
It's a fair shout. Scotty, he has been very measured, which I've really enjoyed. But you know, when he does have those eyes and that stern look, and you know, he could come at any minute. So boys were semi on their toes this week, and I'm certainly glad we stood up.
Dyson Heppel is joined us. Oh. One of our favourites, of course, has been for a long time. Loved him for a long time. But Greg Blewett, your mate.
Don't, Bill.
Don't. I don't know if you heard this, Dice, but Greg Blewett over there in Adelaide, this is what he called you. Tyson Deppel.
Tyson, I reckon it's the first time I've got that one. But fair enough, he's had a mare.
Cheers, mate.
No, he has had a mare. That's true. That is true. How's Kate Turner?
Oh, yes, please.
Very good. Kate's going well, boys. Yep, all tracking well.
Kids are in link? Are we still working at it?
We're engaged. We've got a wedding planning at the moment.
So you're not married yet?
Nah, still going, mate. We're getting there.
Got engaged back in 22.
Mate, it's the longest romance this. How long have you been seeing Kate?
Yeah, she's been a long apprenticeship. We've been together for, 14 years now, mate. So still punching.
Well done.
You are punching. We all bloody know
above.
That.
Yeah, punching above. Like you.
No doubt about it. We'll say hello to her. Yes. She used to come into the footy show and she was just a baby then.
Oh, buddy.
Sit and laugh at all our jokes.
Poor old Kate.
You used to look, Kate, she was about 19, 18, and she used to look at it and go, who are these idiots? Why am I having anything?
True,
that's exactly what she did.
She still does.
I reckon
she still does, boys. That's all right.
No doubt.
Hey, well done.
It was brilliant to watch a great response from the Bombers, and your own footy's going beautifully. So well done, mate. Go and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Love it, boys. Good on you. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Can you believe Bill did that?
What?
This is 3 years ago. This is one of our best mates in the footy space.
Yeah.
And he comes in.
Probably one of the nicest people to come to the system.
Champion. And comes in rather than on the phone because he goes, I know you boys. And I'm from Leongatha and all the rest of it. So in he comes and we're chatting away. And then Bill just goes, geez, you must be close to the end, I reckon. Just having a look at there you go. Straight to him in the studio.
Nice way.
And since then, he said, jam it up, you fat clacker.
That's the first time
I'm playing magnificent footy and I'm not listening to you.
I turned it on and I saw him there last night. I thought, geez, he's still going. Good on him.
He had some good moments early,
too. Still going. So he's still actually giving him a slap, even now.
Hey, I tell you, he can play. Sam Darcy. Doesn't he just do a couple of nice things
and
now and
get
then?
Better and better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Once he develops the strength to go with everything else.
Bloody
oh. Well, I've said it, and I'm not even backing back from it. said on television and radio. Oh, already better than his father.
No.
No, already.
No, he's not. No, but not already,
already
Jim.
Now better
that.
Than the junior. No,
got a lot of Beck in him.
An enormous amount. Thank God for that.
Yes.
He had a rough week, Dust. But don't add this to his list.
No.
Did you have a chat to him last night about
we did.
The week?
We did.
Good. Yep. Sorted it all out.
He doesn't need any sorting out. He can deal with it
himself.
Did
he run into Kane in the gym again?
He did. The day after, or 2 days after, he'd said that Kane snubbed him in the gym.
And it's all same sorted gym. Now. They all shook hands sorted. And we all move on.
Move on.
Great.
Triple M style build.
That's perfect. Yep. Got it out there, the dirty washing.
Yep.
We washed it, bit of cold power, and then it's all hung out to dry, and now we...
Cold power.
Move
when
on.
When was the it's last time out? Anyone used cold power?
And it's all ironed out. There we go. There's a good analogy.
Not really.
I'm going with that.
Not really.
So you did go with it.
Yeah. You've already gone with
Shut
it.
Shut up,
Oz. You've already said it.
What do we got next?
No, better. Not as good as or even going to be better. At the moment, Sam Darcy better than the
Jimmy. He's playing about 12 games.
I don't care. That's he's already, his body of work is superior.
No, it's not. He was the favourite.
You know what I love about it, Hose?
He's an MVP of the competition, Jim.
The Duke can say to that.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Because if he says anything, it's anti his own son, so he's not going to say that.
Exactly.
So he's actually, he's snookered into a corner that I absolutely love.
You would have loved it. Diesel Williams came across to our table last Friday in Adelaide after Duke had the moment with Kane on air, and he was a little bit gutted, right? And then Diesel came across, not aware of what had happened on air, and then gave him another round of the kitchen.
Diesel!
what goes on
with Diesel?
I don't know, to be honest.
He's in the Sydney, carrying the Sydney Swans bloody premiership cup
t-shirt on,
and then the next night he's up in Brisbane in the dressing room. What are you on about, Diesel?
He'll go back to the Geelong rooms next week.
He will.
Yeah.
We all love him, by the way. All right, enough? Are we doing enough?
Yes.
Who's doing enough?
Well, the one, the only bloke that could do it in this little threesome.
With Hose as a fourth. A
foursome.
Right.
With foursome.
No, thanks.
That doesn't appeal to you, Hose.
Lucky you, Hose.
Nice too outside.
Beautiful.
What about that?
Went for a walk this morning, Jim, very early.
Around the bot?
To the bot.
9:30.
How far around did you get? Because you can't do the whole thing.
No, I walked the block.
Just the block to the coffee shop.
Is there a walkway down at the bot? down at the Botanical Gardens, is there?
Yeah, it's called the Tan, Bill. How many times have you completed it?
No, I haven't.
Never.
I tried it once with the two daughters. Yeah. And Lucy had to ring a cab. Down the bottom.
Got to the bottom of Anderson Street and then just hitched a lift.
No, I actually walked another bit and then had to get a cab in because the old hip seized up.
That's what Bill does. He doesn't hitch a lift. He just stands in the middle of the road and stops a car and then gets in. Yeah. People don't know who he is. It's some fat bloke at the bottom of Anderson Street. He goes, mate, I need you to take me up to the top.
Just up the hill.
Yeah, that's it.
I can walk from there.
You would do that.
Don't laugh like that's funny. That's what he does.
He would do
that. I jumped in one day. Collingwood supporters. The Dahl was in the front seat. He was in the back, and they've had one of the biggest blues you've ever seen.
Because they picked you up.
No. And I just entered it halfway. And was he giving it to us? She's firing back. You get mate. I had to get out. I was embarrassed.
Oh, well, yeah, but you got out at the top.
I waited till the
end. Did you, right? You put up with it till then.
Had they offered you a lift or you just got in?
No, Damo, you got to listen to me. He stands in the middle of the road and stops the car and then gets in.
No, the cabbie picked me up because he thought he was going to get another ride, right? Because he was dropping the old fighter salt. He's into it.
Oh, my God.
He's going to drop him off. Anyway.
It's with great trepidation.
Oh, what do we do?
That Hose hits this button.
Hurry up. I've got to put... I told you,
homeboy. It's enough time.
Proudly brought to you by the... Are you seeing anything in English?
Unbelievable.
That's what you call enough.
On the interchange.
Could have given it a bit.
I deserve it to one here.
So, enough.
On the interchange.
Oh, no.
Stevie's back.
So, Fat.
Yes, I'm doing it today.
You're doing it.
Yes.
B-Vine not here.
B-Vine couldn't make it.
Right.
A shortened version.
We'll do it. Do we think Rosie should do it? Because Rosie actually does it. The double agent does do it.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting you give Byrne most of the topics.
Well, we went through it before, so we'll see how
she's
it goes.
Given them to me.
Okay.
Right. A shortened version. Trunked aided, I think you call it.
Trunked aided.
That's what Hose told me it was.
I said it correctly. Yeah. Trunk aided.
Here we go. Our old mate Daisy. Come on, Daisy. It's not that hard.
But until Tassie can come into the competition, I expect the AFL then to maybe look at taking it there just to give the whole footballing community down there a bit of a leg up and just to really put them back or put them on the map when they come back. Try and say that five times fast.
Do you want to have another?
No, I think I nailed it in the end.
On the map when they come back. Not that hard, Daisy. Come on, Daisy. You're better than that. Riggins is the hardest working bloke in footy. We'll get that right. Luke Darcy, our man.
Oh, the Duke.
Don't go there, Gimble.
Oh, shut up, you.
He's had a hard week.
Oh, he's had a hard week. Darcy makes an appearance.
Tracking the bespoke Adelaide Oval dinery. It's not a word, is it?
Eatery.
Eatery.
Eatery, Darcy, not dinery. Not that hard, mate. JC. JC, he's got a couple here of JC. Well done, Hose. This one, he just got his P's and his F's the wrong way around.
Harley Reid in a little second, and that tug of the jumper. We love it when the boys show some fashion. It was a nice moment in the first quarter. When he gets to...
Is that passion, you mean, Jack?
What did I say?
On any fashion.
Did I say fashion then, did I?
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan of the jumper.
Fashion.
He's on with little You've been worried about him for a long time.
No, there's more. There's more for little tubby. Fashion and passion. Come on, Tub. Also, trying to wrap things up last week... just three words. Slow down, Jay-Z. Slow down. 21 Thomas, seconds. Wrap it up, mate.
You've been absolutely outstanding. Isaac Smith, $1 to be the best new media performer of the year. Thank you to you, mate. Enjoy the afternoon.
Will do.
And Lee Montagna, outstanding as always, the 287 game. St Kilda, superstar. Stick with Triple M throughout all the day. We have a massive triple header coming up, starting with Gold Coast versus GWS Giants. Thanks for joining us on the Sunday Rub. Triple M, rocks footy.
He just stuffed the whole thing up.
What about the breath?
Oh, come on, JC. Slow down. It's like Nath when he gets carried away. Slow down, you two. Isaac Smith, we heard his name there. Finally.
Been very good.
He's been very good, Jim. Finally makes enough files, of course. And Jay-Z, well, he did pump him up. We heard that.
And Max Ramsden marks on his chest, 30 out.
He's a big boy.
Well, his third game is 203 centimetres. He makes his way in, left foot up. He's kicked his first goal at the elite level. And a great start of the second quarter for the Hawks. They're 2-1-13. Collingwood, 4-1-25. Triple M, Bunnings Trade Scoreboard.
I reckon that's his first goal. Is that his first goal in footy?
That's what Jack just said.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack.
Jack just said that, Isaac. You got to listen.
Got to listen.
Got to listen, Jim.
That's coming out of you.
You got to listen. Rule.
The worst listener in radio.
What are you talking about? Rule number one, you got to listen, Isaac. So,
Bill's loving this. Highlighting all the nuts.
Isn't he?
Exactly.
Look at him.
While we are on, Isaac, we got something else.
All right.
Their back line can be very good, especially when they're on top, but when you get a forward line that decides to rip a game apart, it's very hard to stop. So momentum in footy is one of the great...
And the thing that you talk about with momentum there...
He's just done a fat...
He gets stopped. He stopped.
When in doubt...
Momentum is... Stop. Get out.
Just
out
don't again. Say get any out. More words.
Momentum is a great... Yeah, that's what it is, exactly. Yeah, right. Now, the Nuff-Nuff, it is a shortened version, so but the Nuff-Nuff for today. No doubt about this, Jimmy boy.
You've got to throw to the sting.
Well, let me get to it. Maybe even the year, but let's have the sting first.
Nuff of the week.
Nuff of the week could be Nuff of the year, of course. Ooh. I spoke to Jordan Lewis.
This is big.
He said, yes, this bloke is.
Right.
I spoke to Greg Blewett. He said, bloody oath, this bloke is. I'm sick of him.
Right.
And I spoke to Andrew Embley, and he said, yes, please. Yes, please. The Nuff of the week is Bernard Vince.
Oh, Bevine.
Yes.
It's only a free kick because he got him in the neck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, the next counted as the head.
Right. Is it?
Yep.
I thought it would have been below the head because the head hangs off the neck.
Yeah, that's the neck connection to the head bone.
Oh.
Well, that's it.
That's his special comments. No, I reckon we got more on Bernie.
Italian.
Oh, Italian.
I actually didn't have time to look for more, so that's it.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh,
no. But there's the classic one that we can always roll out because that's handy.
Did you ever, did you, in your wildest dreams, ever think that this would happen? Like, the people here, the crowd, everything. Even yesterday was so good, we were part of that. But I, just before we came here, I watched the footage for a bit, and they said, the commentators were saying, we have not seen this in live golf. Well, I know it's, the history doesn't go back far, but they have not seen this in live golf. Did you think you would be the best outing that they've had?
B Vine.
That's what
he's got diarrhea today too, Jim.
Verbal. We just heard
special comments.
What
from
the hell?
Special comments from.
So you're putting him in. Yes. That's enough of
actually,
the week.
Actually, nearly enough.
That wasn't
of
from
the
this
year.
Week though.
Yeah, that was from a couple of years ago.
We're in this together. We're trying to find stuff. Yeah, so shut up. The old Riz, shut up.
Riz. News?
News, yeah, there's a bit going on, Jim.
Righto, good. I want to get to the bottom of that next. Hard Yakka, nothing's tougher. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Not sure we're going to have enough time for the quiz. I'm just not sure.
If you don't have that, there'll be an uproar.
From who?
From the camel.
From the people. The people. It's a people's quiz.
We've often had no quiz. In fact, I think last week we had no quiz and no one even knew.
No, like the feedback, Jim, was wow, weird.
But now we get to news
with
our man, Damo, of course, and Libba, last night, late in the game.
Yeah, a bit going on with the Western Bulldogs, Jim, and we'll just deal with it in various order. We'll start with Libba Troy. You were on the call of Channel 7 and BT specifically picked it up that he had fallen down, and you could see the concern from Darcy Parrish, who was right next to him. Post-match, it was addressed by Luke Beveridge this way.
He's fine. I think he, for some reason, he lost his footing and stumbled, but he's fine. He's had a he's been looked after, and there's no concussion or anything like that. So we were coming in just making sure he's okay, and he's apparently fine. So.
It's always a worry, isn't it, when these things happen, particularly in this environment right now where we're dealing with Angus Brayshaw having a medical retirement, Nathan Murphy, an unknown about his future and others. So,
but especially Libba, who's hard.
Hard. And look, just to sign off on this from a club perspective, they did put him through the tests post-match. They understandably didn't pick it up at the time and that this happens. There's no criticism there. The AFL's been in contact with the club today. There's nothing that's come out of their initial inquiries as to suggest there was a concussion, but it just appeared that way to the untrained
eye.
You
say no issue, Damo, and I'm probably the biggest backer of club doctors. But there was 2:45, I reckon, left in the game. We see so often doctors looking at screens going, have I got anything to worry about here? What interested me with that is I didn't see that happening.
At that point.
At that point. Yeah. And I would have thought if you see a player fall with no one anywhere near him, that doctors would be all over a screen going, right, hang on a minute, what's going on?
Yeah.
And especially, well, they were 30 points down, so there's nothing left in the game to play.
Yep.
The only thing I will say is I was surprised that they didn't go, no, get him off.
And
if there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong, but get him off the ground.
Yep. Piecing this together this morning, that they were in consultation with him on the siren or before he left the ground and then did the tests and didn't detect anything. But again, it's
Gary Zimmerman's one of the greats, so I'm not saying they did the wrong thing. I was just surprised to see that he was remained on the ground.
We spoke with Dyson Heppel before of Essendon, so we've dealt with that aspect of the game last night, the very good Essendon win. But the 2-3 scoreline the Western Bulldogs now have, and that they've now got losses to Melbourne, Geelong and Essendon as of last night. The two wins are against a pretty ordinary Gold Coast that must be set in Ballarat and West Coast. So the quality of opposition for what they've had this year is questionable in terms of the wins they've got. Luke Beveridge, he's under siege right now, given that the contract was extended, the review into the football club, and then last night he was left to assess it this way.
I stand before them and I talk to them about how much I believe in them and how much I think we're capable of. And when I talk to our supporters, I talk to them about the possibilities and even though we're evolving and there's some changes within personnel at different times and where the players themselves have created an internal sort of pressure for spots, and that's all okay if you end up being a formidable team. Right now we're not, but whether or not there's any pain as we evolve and move into the future, because it's all about the now and what's up next and what's up next year, and history is history. So we need to make sure that we do what we can, whether it's suppliers or our support staff, just to make sure we capitalise on the week to week, and we're missing out on some opportunities.
So the pressure for spots is one aspect of that assessment I wanted to delve into right now. Caleb Daniel was left out of that team, and in the previous four matches, Billy had either started as a sub or finished as a sub in two of the four matches that he played before being omitted last night.
Best and fairest, all Australian.
Correct. Rory Lobb, recruited to the club and now finds himself in the VFL. And Jack McRae, now he played last night as part of the subbing arrangements, but was not at his best and has also been left out of the team in the past. So he's making decisions that are questionable. Look, I know for a fact that there are now clubs keenly interested in what happens with Caleb Daniel. There's 2 years of a contract to run there, and they're already asking questions.
But he's bringing in kids, and he's playing kids, isn't he? And maybe getting rid of the older boys. So that's what he'll say.
Look, it's his right to do it, but when the results aren't reflecting the decisions they're making, that's when these issues become big.
What they have got is an amazing month coming up. Either see it as a really positive month, or see it as if they don't go well in the month, then the heat will really kick in. They've got the Saints, Dockers in Perth, Hawks and Tigers.
Mm.
So if you're around where I see them as sort of somewhere between 6th and 10th.
Yep.
That's where I reckon, you know, in my own mind, that's about where if they do exceptionally well, they can do better than that. So if they're in that sort of bracket, then all those teams are too. Maybe not the Hawks, but the other three are.
Yeah.
So they've got to be playing well in this next month.
They've got to be getting 3 of those 4, I would think,
I reckon if Bevo's in this conversation, he'd say the same thing. Look at that month. We're aiming to win 3 of them at least.
Yeah.
So interesting to see what comes up.
We'll sign off on Jeremy Finlayson. We did obviously see what the AFL did during the course of the week. It gave him a 3-week ban for what he said in the previous match, that being a homophobic slur. We all debated it, Jim. You and I discussed it on the rush hour. And we had similar views, but varying, I suppose, opinions on what the actual sanction should be. In the end, the 3 was what they delivered. I felt 1 or 2 might have been okay. I've got no problem with 3, it must be said. And I think the warning, Bill, is that the next person that ventures into this space...
What is the space?
The homophobic...
What can you say?
Nothing. And nor should you be.
No, we spoke about this during the week. Like, how far... Like, not homophobic. I'm talking about... You
like full stop.
Yeah.
If you want to then go ask, it's a fair, I suppose, conversation to be had, because we saw what happened with Ainsworth and Petty and now the AFL, and I don't have an issue with this either, has referred that back to the Brisbane Lions to
they pull him in and say, mate, that's just stupid.
Yeah. So again,
be humble.
There needs to be a line drawn somewhere, and the line is on. Clearly, and as it should have been, I think, with Alistair Clarkson, with homophobia, in any use of word that can be described as such.
So the other way, that's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What can you say to a player now?
Well, you're probably safer not saying anything at all, but I understand the heat of battle gets people worked up.
Bloody hope it does.
No, it does. And that's not going to change.
No, and nor should it. Yeah.
But no, Ainsworth, I mean, I always say this, Fat. You finish... Your playing career, whether in a team sport, whether it's the one I played or you played, you can win trophies and championships or not. That's great if you do. But the one thing I always think you need to take out of, especially an extended career, is the respect of the people you play with and against.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Nara Ainsworth is getting no respect
with that.
From the whole footy community.
And you win humble.
No, I mean, that's just appalling.
It's a good
assessment. With what we know of what happened with Harrison Petty's family.
That's right.
To go back there is an appalling choice of behaviour. And I hope good people at that club, like Swanee and, of course, Fags, are pulling him into a room and saying, listen, mate,
in the old days,
you've got to be better than that.
The senior players would grab you in the shouts and go, mate, that's not right. What's that crap?
To that point, it was Dane Zorko who had the initial conversation with Harrison a couple of years ago, and he was the one who straight away post-match publicly said, it's not on.
Yeah.
So there's the learning in it through Dane as well, and it's probably why we're moving. Clayton Oliver, we've known, has been playing with a badly broken / fractured finger, which has now been operated on, Bill, after he was ineffectual by his standards against Brisbane on Thursday night. So they've got a bye coming up this week.
They needed that.
They needed that. He clearly needs it. He's such a warrior. I mean, he's played with a broken thumb and fingers before and was playing.
So
I'd
imagine
he'd play the week after.
You don't play him down back. You don't play him there.
Especially when he can't tackle.
No, exactly. So they needed that week.
Yeah. And
they played three games in like 14 days they or something. Did. I mean, yeah. it was a brutal part of their draw. So the buys come at the right
time. I think
time.
The Lions did too, didn't they? Three games in 15 days or something.
Don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been much different because they had a Thursday game against Collingwood. Christian Salem did his hamstring there as well. And just on that scheduling for the Demons, Jim, I know they set themselves for the two Adelaide games as part of that three-game patch. And they obviously won against Port Adelaide, then Adelaide in Gather Round. And then just sometimes you're just not on, are you?
No,
and
exactly.
They weren't on. They just were not
it's
on.
It's so. A marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Taranto, too, just while on injuries, Richmond cannot take a trick, and you do feel for Adamuzo in his first season as coach, and they've been competitive under those circumstances, but losing as they did in a training session, both Jack Ross with a foot injury and more problematically, Tim Taranto with a broken wrist to then take him out, and both those players will now be missing multiple weeks. It's a problem that they've had all season already with Tom Lynch going down again and Gibkiss not being available and others having problems. Dusty Martin missing time. So, yeah, you feel for him in his first season.
You do. I've had this discussion with you over the last 3 years with regard to Adam Simpson. A lot of people are very damning of what's going on the West Coast, but their injury rate in the last has been unworkable.
Mm.
I mean, he's been left with an unworkable situation in my view. Now, they've got to address it and get the right people in and make sure it doesn't continue. But when you're a senior coach and you can't get close to picking your best team, it's got to make it bloody hard.
It does. And while we're talking about Richmond there with Taranto and you've thrown Adam Simpson in, what a matchup we've got tomorrow with Harley Reid going up against Dusty Martin.
Will they be mano a mano or will Harley just run around and do his own thing? I love him, by the way.
I think he'll run around and do his own thing because I'm not sure what the first one was. But, no, they'll come together at some stage.
Yeah, they will. I reckon they're both. Well, I reckon and particularly Harley has got some theatre around him.
But I'd love Dusty to go up to him and put his arm around him and push
before
off.
Before the game starts?
Before the game and just do a little push off.
It's not in Dusty's nature, though, is it?
No.
He's all match-driven, Dusty, I reckon, when it comes to the performance.
But something like that would be good, wouldn't it?
And hearing Tom Barras speak about Harley during the week, too, I think he's talking up.
When we go to the piss-ups. Yeah. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
Tommy, he meant to say when we go to the ball ups. Harley Reid's brilliant because he's already showing he can walk through tackles. But instead of saying ball ups, he said piss ups. I'm thinking early in the season to be out on the gas.
Why didn't we have that in
Tommy Barras?
I didn't hear
it. He's a beauty, by the way. He will be a joy to watch for a decade, Harley Reid.
He
develops a tank, covers the ground, he'll just get better and better.
And it was unfortunate, and it was a right call for Sam Darcy, I feel anyway, to get the official Rising Star nod last week after what he had done against Geelong in that losing game. But he could have got a Harley Reid for his game, and hopefully he gets it this week.
He'll get one.
He'll get it sooner rather than later.
Don't worry.
Sam Walsh,
100, game number 100. He missed, obviously, the first four games that the Blues have played this year. He missed the first four last year for the same reason, that being the back. So it's a problem. But he was able to seamlessly resume his career last year after those four games. He then also missed, Jim, as you know, four matches with a hamstring later in the season. And was still extraordinary, particularly in the finals, where he was the finals player of the competition. And they've done a power of work with him and to get him back. And I know what they did last year to not rush him at all. And they've been able to get a 4-0 scoreline with his absence again this year, Bill. Great. So it's
good
perfect timing.
Good parents, good family.
Players in the media space is a must-watch for me. And in the last week and a half, I'm not sure who wins. Is it Jack Ginnivan saying, I had to play my first game against Collingwood in Adelaide instead of in front of 90,000 at the MCG?
And meant it.
Or Errol Goulden saying, I turned down a 10-year to sign this 4 years. Not his manager or not his management team or himself.
Yeah.
They're not sure if it was one.
No, no one's. But Errol's standing up saying, I turned down a 10-year.
How come good! On, I did watch your interview with Jack Ginnivan on the Channel
Talking
7 show.
Footy,
it was he's fantastic.
Awesome!
I love how he carries himself.
Yeah. Yep. No, and he doesn't care.
No,
and good on him.
He just calls it the way he sees it.
I like now quiz.
Yes, I'm just looking at the boss. Thirsty.
Very thirsty.
Well, I didn't get a drink last week.
No. Did not have a drink.
So that's a thirsty camel.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Are you taking this seriously?
Yes.
All right.
So I've got me
what are we giving away?
Numbers on Sunday Rub Quiz from The Wiz. It's a $250 thirsty camel voucher. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. And he's bloody thirsty.
Saturday afternoon. quiz from the Wiz.
Triple M Network. The punters love it.
It's the quiz.
With no Riz.
Zero Riz.
Funny. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy Brown.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you today, Saturday. What a lovely, lovely fine day. Beautiful day to get out there with the kiddies and go for a bike ride.
Never listen to you.
You ever do that?
What are you on?
Or something. You might found some good little...
Did you ever go with a bike ride with the kids?
No, never. Fat's been on a bike twice in the last 15 years.
And I was with you.
Off
I was with
times.
You on one of those occasions.
In the middle of Central Park, he went over the handlebars.
And you thought it was the funniest
and
thing you've ever seen.
The single funniest thing I've ever
seen. And that lady berated you for thinking
How
it was
dare
funny.
You laugh at this man falling off his bike? That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Off.
And then the second time...
You went straight over the handlebars.
Second time I went to Central Park.
You fell off then?
No. Well, I got a flat tire.
I do.
Yes.
There's a surprise.
I don't know how we're going
to. I don't either.
We're on the gummies. Here we go. Oh, who we got? Aaron. G'day, Azza.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going well. Going well.
No, hang on.
You know, we didn't explain it. You didn't get it. Right. You're not allowed to say that. You've got to say, mowing the lawn. Riding with
going
the kids.
The local footy.
Yeah.
Rosie's normally quick draw. Yeah. She let him go.
Well, I just realised I've given everybody else my quiz and I don't have one. I need to know what
the best. Righto. What are you doing, Az?
No one gets them, Rosie.
Just finished work, fellas. About to head home and have a few stubbies.
Oh, good boy. Well done. Here we go. Lachie Neal played his 250th game on Thursday night, Rose. There's only lots of answers, me and you. In which two seasons did he win the Brownlow medal? Aaron, Lachie Neal.
2023.
Mm.
Yes.
And 2019.
Oh, no. Daniel's son's there. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, Victor Harbour.
Victor Harbour. Harbour.
On the way to the footy.
What are you watching?
Playing.
Oh, who for?
Victor Harbour versus Strath Bogie.
Strath Albion. And my mate used to call it Victim Harbour.
Victim, why?
Well, we'd go down there and you couldn't get out of the place, Dan, could you? You'd get stuck down there in the bars and...
Not in the spa.
Is that the reason they called it that?
The retirement village.
You couldn't leave.
Victim Harbour.
Victim Harbour. All right.
Lachie Neal played his 250th game on Thursday night. Which two seasons did he win the Brownlow medal?
Metal.
20 and 23.
Oh, well done.
Away.
Away. Question two. It's bloody hard.
Right.
Oh, Lachie Neal started the 2013 grand final as a substitute for Freo. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't. I knew he played. I didn't know he was a sub.
Who was the starting sub for Hawthorn that day?
Oh.
2013.
That's a question 10.
Oh, well, that's a lifeline question, really. But, Daniel, any idea?
Will Langford.
Oh, it wasn't a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
Terrible guess. He's only about 10 years out. We go to Braden. Hello, Braden.
He played in the next one.
Yeah, just been reporting the Dylan Friends podcast for spreading misinformation.
Oh.
Did you hear well said, Braden.
Did you hear the info that Jim gave, the great advice?
Do it for the money. Is that right?
And what Braden's alluding to is the fact that you've edited, so it sounds stupid when it actually wasn't.
He's just checking the races for
He's
missed the second leg.
The first leg and bloody bending gets stuffed.
It's a long day when you're out of the first leg.
Oh, shut up.
Look at his
shirt. What's his name? Braden. Lachie Neal started the 2013 grand final as a sub for Freo. Who was the sub for Hawthorn that day?
You don't need a clue here, Bill.
Yes. Kolak.
Kolak.
No, even more than that, I reckon.
Taylor Duray.
No. You come up with a good clue, please, as we go to Chris there in Greenville. Two words. Didn't know that. Go, Chris.
Boys, clean the shed.
No, you are not.
Cleaning the shed.
What's in the shed, Chris?
Lawnmower, bits and pieces from the construction in the backyard.
Bits and pieces.
Just construction. Right.
Brazen lady sucked in fat.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Number 14.
2013 grand final. Lachie Neal, I didn't know that was a sub for Freo. Who was a sub for Hawthorn?
Can you assist with a clue here, Jim? Have you got... Do you know who the answer is?
Unlike Rosie,
can you tell Jim the answer to this question?
I reckon he might have been a Kolak boy originally.
It's a hard name to give a clue to.
Yeah, well, it's the same name as the North Melbourne captain.
There you go.
Oh,
Well, there's two of them.
Chris?
Simpkin?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the first name?
Same name.
Actually, you probably
as
need the first
your
name.
First son.
Yes.
Oh, no clue, boys.
Come on, Chrissy.
We need a first name.
All right, we've got to need a first name.
Oh, we need a first name. Sean in Launceston.
Feel free to ring up to 133353 if you want to play the quiz.
Be a part of the quiz. Here they come. Yes.
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Who was the sub for Hawthorn that day in 2013 there, Sean?
Jonathan Simpkin.
Yes. Well done. We're away. A lifeline.
Get around him.
Oh, you got Mr. Charisma, Damo, but you also got Mr. Happy. With himself, Jimmy. So here we go. Well done, Jim. Welcome aboard.
Good. I'm good at this.
St Kilda. St Kilda will play their fourth debutante today. That's good effort for the year.
Who
four.
Is it?
Hugo Garcia.
Right.
Well done, Hugo. Name two of the other three debutantes.
Mm.
Two of the other three first gamers for the Saints this year. Sean.
Go to Jim, Sean.
Yeah, I don't want you to come to me.
I'm actually a Saints fan, so...
Oh, so who is it?
Come on, then.
Wilson and Collard.
Well done.
That's Bang. Good work.
Darcy Wilson, good player.
Good work.
Got some wheels.
Who was the other one?
Lance Collard. And I reckon Angus Hasty played last week against the Cats, or maybe right. 2 weeks ago. There we go. Well done. Question four in 2024. Which club has Dutton as the major sponsor on the front of their away jumper? Dutton.
The Bombers.
Yes, saw nice. It last night.
Bang.
A moto... Company Dutton,
they are.
I think
Dutton Motors would give that away, Bill. Yeah.
Well, it just said Dutton. Mm-hmm. Question five is a luck.
Get around him.
You only got Mr. Charisma. Oh no, you didn't use anyone, did you?
Didn't use anyone.
Still got Mr. Happy. Yep. Which two All Australian Western Bulldogs players have been omitted in 2024 so far? Sean,
we discussed them earlier.
We did.
Sean.
Or you got the boys if you want.
Jack McRae, Caleb Daniel.
Oh, doesn't need it.
Sean's on fire.
All right, with a little break. I think it's time to... You're taking too long.
No, I'm not. I'm whizzing through.
133353 if you want to be a part of the quiz. Although, Sean, he's going nicely.
He
get
is.
On the phone now. More after this.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Back to the Richard Marsden Studios. We're mid-quiz.
We are.
For Hard Yakka, by the way. A way of life. Our gear is built tough like the legends who wear it.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocking footy.
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Right. See one near you, Domo?
I'm trying to think if there is, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't think there is from between here and...
There's definitely one Bayside.
We're going all right till then.
Well, no, I know most
want to say there is if
the
there
Grosvenor
is.
The Grosvenor on Nepean Highway. Yeah. Hello?
The Grosvenor.
That's not near me, though.
Domo. Just say yes, there is.
Oh, there's
next
one
door.
Down the end of here.
I'll tell you what.
End of Moray Street.
I used one when I was in Adelaide for Gather Round. There you go.
Righto. And Sean's there. G'day, Sean. You still going all right, mate?
Yeah, still here, Bill.
Right, good, good. You're going well.
And Lonnie, do you ever head out to Barn Boogle?
Nah, not really into golf too much.
Oh, my God. It's one of the great experiences you can ever have, Barn Boogle. Just Roscoe, right. The old bastard behind the jump.
Yes.
If you can get past him, everything else is joyous.
Question six. Errol Goulden reportedly rejected a 10-year contract offer. He made that up. Name two of the three current players that have signed contracts beyond the year 2030.
Four.
So that's six-year deals.
Aaron Norton and Nick Blakey.
Oh
the Lizzie.
He doesn't need us.
How good, Sean.
Sean, he's amazing.
And who was it? Aaron Norton and who, Bill?
Nick. The Lizard. The Lizard's out to 2031. Yeah. Norton's out to 2032. And Connor Rosé.
Oh, yeah.
Rosé. 2032. Wow.
Nice.
Number seven. St Kilda play the Giants today for the first time since their elimination final last year. Which player kicked the most goals that day for the Giants? Who kicked the most goals
if
for the
If he gets
Giants?
This, he deserves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he does.
Riccardi?
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
Rosie's giving the answers,
Shawnee? I reckon.
How do you know all this, Sean?
How would you know that?
I've been watching the game.
You have been watching the game. You should ring up.
A heap to do in Launceston.
Yeah. Jack Riccardi kicked three. Kicks a lot of goals, actually, Jack Riccardi. And it's a good spot, Launceston.
The monkeys in the park.
You're going to find some time to watch footy down there.
Yeah. Well done. Jack Riccardi, three. Question eight, lifeline.
Get around!
Right, let's see if you did watch the game last week. Right. Which Carlton players kicked the final two goals in their win against Frio last week?
We spoke about it all week.
Which Carlton players?
Cottrell and Kennedy.
Oh, he doesn't need help.
Encyclopedia
Bill.
And Mr. Charisma. Number nine. Here we go. Two to go and you win the 250 30 camel. Rah.
He deserves it from here, Bill.
Sam Darcy was a round four nominee for the Rising Star. Name one of the three father-son selections in 2023 that were nominated for the Rising Star. One of the three father-son selections last year.
Just one of them?
Just one.
Oh. Should get that.
Our man should get this.
Sounding silent, Shawnee.
All silence down there in Launceston.
As in 2023.
As in 2023. Yep. One of the
Can't
three.
Can't buy yourself too much time, Sean. Just an answer or Hoser's got you.
Will Ashcroft.
Bang.
Oh,
just enough time.
Just in time.
Fletcher.
Jasper Fletcher.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and who else?
Who else then? Smart Alec.
Oh, I thought you said one. I thought you said two.
No, I'd say one. Yeah. And Max... How do you say his name at Adelaide?
I've got
Michael Laney.
Michael Laney.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to have a go at it.
I've just seen your questions there, Bill. I reckon he's...
Do you reckon he's got it?
He's home.
Here we go. Question 10. What coach said this during the week?
Oh, no.
What happened is we actually landed a UFO in and walked out 22 aliens and put them in our jumpers and went out and played. Who would say that?
Ross Lyon.
No!
Oh!
You deserve
boy,
that.
Boy.
You like a little sip, do you, Sean?
Yeah, I don't mind it. There's not much else to do in Lonnie, is there?
That's what Jim said.
Point we made.
$250 thirsty camel voucher for you. And what a star you've been today. Well done, Sean.
Cheers, boys. Have a good day.
Thank you, mate.
Enjoy it.
Clinical.
It was good.
It was clinical. Boy, just did it with a bloody leg in the air.
He did.
We go from here to Manuka, by the way. For the Giants and the Saints, speaking of Ross Lyon.
Good game.
Now, the Giants could not be doing any more. And yet, I'm not sure any of us recognise how good they are, to be honest.
I think we do, Jim. I reckon there's a real strong understanding of what they're about, given they
fell
short by a grand final by a point last year and then just started beautifully this year.
I hope so, but I get the feeling there's some out of mind, out of sight attached to the Giants. I don't think people understand how good they are.
But they're, I think, the only side that have got down back, worked out. They're right.
Absolutely.
Midfield, right.
Jim discovered Taylor too, I reckon.
Yeah, no, I did.
No doubt.
And up forward, okay. They don't need...
Well, Hogan's at the peak of his powers, and the man that was in your questionnaire, Riccardi, is holding his spot.
You've got Toby up there,
and
you've got Callum Brown.
And Callum Brown.
So, mate, they're good up forward. They're good in the midfield. They're good down back. But... They haven't won there at Manuka for a few. They've got a terrible record at Canberra for some reason.
And they want to embrace. They do embrace the region, and the region embraces them. Carlton and Adelaide.
Well, there's another one. Carlton are third, and yet are we fair dinkum about them?
Well,
they fell over the line last week.
They're a bit like Geelong. They've had four. Won all their games. But we're waiting to see them play good sides, I reckon. And we'll know in the next 3 or 4 weeks about Carlton and the Cats, I reckon.
But the Crows equally have to
show something.
They have to derive what Essendon was able to last night to respond to what has been said about them, don't they? Mm,
they do, mate. I don't know what's happened to the Crows because we all thought they might make the eight and they've just dropped right off. Gold Coast Suns, we like this game against the Hawks up there and they like playing up there.
One of the toughest road trips in the game, the Gold Coast.
Especially early in the year. They are up and running.
Oh, we were talking, the Seven group were invited to have dinner with them. And the boys who I was sitting next to, Lacocious, Matt Rowell, our man, we had him on the rush hour, was brilliant. Noah Anderson, etc., were saying that the ball is basically wet. It's not even slippery. It's like it's in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Even in normal weather.
They said it's so hard for teams that go up there to adapt.
Just on that, last night it looked slippery and blokes falling over.
You know what I reckon it was? It was the new replaced turf down the right of screen end.
Mate.
I've forgotten what the ends are called there because they change it so bloody often. But you know, as you're watching from the comm box, the one to the right or on your TV screen to the right, there was a whole like a 30, 40 metre replaced turf area. They were all falling over. They were all slipping over.
Yep. Unbelievable.
No, I don't know what happened. Then the other one is Port Adelaide Freo. Anyone giving Fremantle a chance in that?
Oh, absolutely. But I wasn't brave enough to tip the Dockers, but they are a big chance.
Did they stay over?
I don't know the answer to that.
3 minutes. trying to pad.
I liked how they played against Carlton Freo. They look to me like they've got their grunt back.
And especially
last
their midfield.
Year they were bloody horrible.
In the midfield, no, they are. No, and no, what about no, the no. midfield battle in this game? Mm. Have a look at the midfielders there. Yep. We've got the superstars everywhere there. But they should have stayed over.
Well, for the whole week.
Yeah, that's what, who won, who did that? Melbourne. Yeah, they did that.
I think they had a quicker turnaround than Freo. But anyway, that's going to be full of interest. And then bloody Geelong. How do we have to go down to Geelong?
Be interesting to see the crowd down there. Hoping to get 30,000 in the new stand there. And there'll be a lot more supporters from the opposition.
Well, that will be actually a good thing.
Well, they used to get 100. Now, there's 3,500. St Kilda fans in round
noisy,
one.
They were noisy, weren't they?
They were bloody noisy, yeah. Which got the Geelong crowd up and about a bit, which was good. So what do we got? Another milestone going. I think Reece Stanley plays his...
Is it 200?
200 or something, yeah. Which has been a worry. It's been great for the Cats. So well done to Reece.
Speaking of milestones, we always celebrate the big players. But Taylor Duray is about 5 games away now from his 200th game.
Is he? Good on him.
And he's one of those blokes, I don't know, he's mate of my oldest son, which always makes me worry. and Jono are mates. But I understand he's a beauty. But no one sort of speaks about him much. He just gets the job done every time he goes out and plays.
Yeah, they love him in the club.
They do.
It's one of
those
they
loved him
things.
At Hawthorn.
Exactly right. And this game's interesting now. West Coast Eagles taking on Richmond. There's got to be a chance, West Coast.
Well,
at home.
The moment that Taranto came out, the bookies wound in the odds significantly
and
on West Coast.
Jack Ross.
And Jack Ross as well.
He's out. And Eagles going okay. They were pretty good last week.
They were pretty good against the Swans. Bloody oath they were.
It's good to see Elliot Yeo and those older blokes, actually McGovern, playing some good footy. Because that's what Burrell Simo needs, some of those old boys playing.
Jim, you mentioned Errol Goulden before about the contract.
Yes.
What's happening with Cam Zerha? You know Cam.
The Zoo.
And you know North Melbourne. What's happening there?
I think he'll be fine, Zoo. And I think will Luke Davies-Uniacke. Well, their managers are just doing what managers should do. Just holding out and trying to get the best deal.
Tristan Cherry, they're signing him up. That'll be good.
No, they need to get those two signed badly.
Who?
Luke Davies-Uniacke and the Zoo, our man.
Oh, right.
Well, Tristan's already signed, Bill. Right. The other two need to be signed.
Yes. I don't know about the Zoo.
Don't you?
I reckon he's just out there having a bit of a look around, seeing what's going on.
Fat, I'm telling you, Zoo ain't going anywhere.
Oh, all right. We'll play this. We'll see you with enough.
He gave Jason Horne-Francis a nice send-off, didn't he, when he chose to leave?
So that would be an interesting... He's not going anywhere. He's our man. All right, what's on for the rest of the day, you two?
I think we should go and have a
chamomile
somewhere.
Hose?
I have my 14th anniversary dinner tonight at a fancy French joint, so I'm going to go home and frock up.
You in a dress? French joint. Fancy French joint.
It's called Le McDonald's.
Yes. All right, go and enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of the footy. We head to Manuka after this, of course. Hard Yakka, more than just workwear. It's a way of life. Our gear's built tough like the legends who wear it since 1930. Hard Yakka. Nothing is tougher for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Be Vine. Get yourself right.
Bernie.
What is he on about? It's Triple M Rocks, Saturday afternoon football.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M